Some Americans face hard economic times of their own, and times may get even harder depending on your race. The overall U.S. unemployment rate is 6%, but for Black Americans, unemployment has now hit 11%. To find out what that number really means, NPR's David Molpes visited an unemployment office in Tampa, Florida.
Good morning. You're here to get information on filing for your unemployment?
Every day, Doris Sullivan meets and greets those who are out of work. She's a jobs counselor at the largest state employment office in the Tampa area. The walls of the warehouse-sized building are lined with computers and people filing benefit claims, polishing up their resumes, and conducting online job searches. These days, the place is packed, Sullivan says, with workers from sectors of the economy where African Americans are concentrated.
In the customer service, technology, communications, retail, I've seen an increase. And I've seen quite a few people that were in upper-level supervisory and management positions. They won't be going back into employment right away at the level that they were working.
In November, department store hiring was the worst it's been since 1982. Manufacturing took another big hit, while construction was flat. Construction has not had any net growth since spring. Those also are occupations where Blacks tend to find jobs. Horatio Nelson is among the latest to join the jobless lines in Tampa. When we spoke a few days ago, he had just received his layoff notice.
A couple hours.
You are very fresh to this.
I'm very fresh, yes.
Yeah. Nelson, a former school teacher, worked in so-called backroom administration for a major stockbroker. He had moved to Florida a couple of years ago from New York to keep his job after the business relocated, but slackening sales and gradual layoffs finally caught up with him.
It's no secret that the financial industry is feeling pain, you know, so the fallout is there.
Nelson says he'll pick himself up again and find some kind of new job, although he expects his immediate prospects are pretty grim. Many experts say he's right about that.
For people who are already unemployed, getting out of being unemployed becomes difficult. It's doubly difficult for African Americans.
That's William Spriggs of the National Urban League. He runs an institute in Washington, D.C. on job opportunity for African Americans. He reminds us that Black unemployment typically is about double that of white unemployment during recessions as well as during boom times. It is unusual, though, to have Black unemployment shoot up a full percentage point in a single month. The economy may be moving out of recession, but Spriggs says that's not translating into widespread job opportunities for Blacks or anyone else.
100,000 jobs, net new jobs, have to be created each month just to accommodate the entrance of new workers. And this continued lack of job creation is just piling up the number of people who aren't able to find jobs. So this is all going to get worse.
Spriggs says whites are weathering unemployment better because Blacks tend to remain jobless for longer periods of time. Also, more whites can draw on cash equity from their homes to get through rough times. 75% of whites own homes compared to 45% of Blacks. What's needed, say some experts, is a one-time jolt of federal spending. Jared Bernstein, a senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, a labor-backed think tank, says one way to do that is to increase revenue sharing with the states. Most state budgets are very strapped due to falling tax revenues.
The federal government could open the spigot temporarily and provide fiscal relief to states. They could spend that money on ongoing capital projects, get folks back to work quickly.
Republicans, however, are focused on tax cuts as the remedy of choice to prime the economic engine and extending unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, some of the newly jobless are trying to put the best face on their plight. One customer service trainer, who was laid off from a credit card company, says he could use the break. He's tired of the fast pace of work. A colleague, however, who also lost her job this month and has a small child, has immediate cash flow concerns.
Well, since the holidays coming up, you know what I'm saying, we're just trying to find some kind of, you know, when our next check is going to come. How are we going to go about meeting needs?
David Malpas, NPR News, Tampa.